Program coming up later on. Now, let's go and speak to our reporter this morning, Nancy Jackson, because for many of us, reading a map successfully is pretty hard. But this weekend, volunteers across Bristol are taking on a brand new challenge. The Open Street Map project was started in 2004 to create free geographical data like street maps that can be used anywhere by anyone. Confused? Well, Nancy Jackson is at the watershed and she can explain more to us. All right, Nancy.
Well, yeah, I'm OK. I'm not sure I can quite explain all the technicalities of what's going on. It's a little bit beyond me. But what I do know is that we've got a little device in our hand at the moment, which is picking up a signal from a satellite and then sending it to a phone. I think that's what's happening. But here to explain a little bit more and who might know a bit more about what's going on is Steve Coast and Lawrence Penny. Can you explain a bit more what we're trying to do here?
Well, we're trying to make a free map of the UK, and the way we're doing it is to give out GPS units to volunteers who wander around the city. This weekend it's Bristol, but we've done other cities in the Isle of Wight and stuff before. They go around for a day or a morning, then come back and upload what they've gathered that morning to a web server, and then the map of that city slowly develops. Other people build on top of it, add more parts of the city, and it's developing very nicely. Bristol has some done, but we're hoping to get a huge ton of it done today.
As you can see in front of me, I've got a sort of one of the general street maps of Bristol. It seems pretty comprehensive to me. Why do we need to do this, really?
The problems with a map like that is that if I wanted to republish it, let's say I was running a community group, I'd have to get permission from the map publishers, from the Ordnance Survey. That permission might be expensive to obtain, and there'd be all sorts of restrictions on what I could do with it. Our map, we're hoping to have very few restrictions, if any.
What sort of things do you put on the map? Can people sort of wander past something that they think is particularly interesting and say, oh, there's an interesting statue here, I want to put that on the map?
Well, that's one of the advantages in that you can put anything you like on the map. It's not restricted to what the Ordnance Survey thinks that you should see on the map. So if you're interested in pubs or statues or whatever it is you like, you can put it on there and it'll get rendered and shared with other people.
That sounds excellent. Can I put my house on the map?
You can, but you might not want everyone to know where you live.
I guess that's a little bit of a downfall. So how can people get involved if they want to come and do this?
They can come down all day to the watershed down at the centre of Bristol, either today or tomorrow. We have GPS units. Cycling, walking or driving is totally fine, and come and get involved.
Lucy, did you hear that? We can actually go and map all the pubs. I think we have to do it in the name of work.
Oh, obviously, just for research purposes only.
Yeah, research purposes, of course.
Nancy Jackson at the watershed with a police escort, by the sounds of it, this morning. Thank you very much for talking to us on the programme, Nancy Jackson. Almost time for me to say goodbye, but in the meantime, we'll play one more song, shall we? This is The Beautiful South.